Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From theblogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Skewering and fawning over all things television from the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network.
We're here for a big roundtable discussion on this week's Emmy nominations. My name is Chris.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Qualler.
And Bridget, you don't really care about these things, do you?
What's an Emmy?
You know,
a half step above
just a
Grammy.
Gold piece of gold.
There was a day in which I think nobody cared about any of the big awards show besides the Oscars. And I think now, even with some big missteps, which we'll discuss in this year's Emmy nominations, I think they're actually getting better. Either that or we're just watching more television.
Yeah, and who's we?
We?
Yeah. Like, are you talking, like, the general population?
I think, like, you, me, and Qualler.
Oh.
Like, we're...
I still don't care.
No?
I don't know. I think I like television, but I'm not in it for... It's not about the awards for me.
I think I also care about the...
It's about the critical acclaim.
I think I also care about the Oscars more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I care about that.
Bunch of white people in a big old auditorium congratulating each other.
Right. Yeah. There's... I don't know. I still get jazzed up about just the, like, the whole...
The glitz, the glamour.
Yeah, the glitz, the glamour.
Yeah, Chris loves the glitz. Yeah. He just loves the glitz and the glamour.
Rooting
toddlers and tiaras.
Rooting for the one that you like the most. I think it's that simple.
It's fun. It's kind of like the sports of the entertainment world.
And why not just watch sports?
Because they, I don't know, sports are boring sometimes to me.
Your face is boring.
Though I did enjoy the Twins game last night.
All right.
That was hilarious.
Because you guys got so mad.
Oh, because just... Stop Matt messing Gaps. Up all the time.
Give me a break.
All right, so we get to this.
Yeah, we're gonna start with
exciting
the
thing called the Emmy.
So Chris downloaded a 39-page PDF of all of the Emmy nominations.
Yeah. And what we're gonna do is just read it to you.
We're just gonna read it verbatim and then end the podcast. So if you want to stop listening now,
but do it in your Sarah Vowell voice, Bridget.
Hi, we're gonna talk about the Emmys today.
I don't know if we should tick off local.
Is she
it's
local?
Not local. That's Chicago NPR. Public Radio.
Oh. Yeah.
They're not. They're, they
I
might
thought
be
Sarah
listening.
Vowles was a
no.
MPLSer.
No.
No, she's a Brooklynite. One of those Williamsburg
hipsters.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's an
intellectual.
Oh.
Ugh.
Hey.
Ugh. Hate them.
From her ivory tower asking us to pay more taxes to fund her liberal arts something something.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through basically this PDF and how whatever order they determine that the category should go. So we already skipped through 6 pages of art direction, cinematography.
Should we just play the music through that?
I was going Betty Hill, actually. What were you doing?
The music that they play at these award ceremonies when the boring ones, they just read them
right.
really fast.
The, like over the technical nomination.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will take these nominations on your behalf. Thank you.
We're going to start with directing awards, starting with outstanding directing for a comedy series. I think it's kind of tough to judge, especially with the two different main styles that there are nowadays, the multi-cam and the single cam.
Sure.
But here are the nominees.
Okay.
Pamela Fryman for How I Met Your Mother, the episode entitled Subway Wars.
Clap, clap, clap,
solid.
Clap.
Yeah. Sure. How do you differentiate between directing on any of those episodes?
Yeah.
Because they got to pick an episode.
Yeah.
They submit an episode for... the Emmys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the people decide, like, which episodes are worthy of Emmy nomination, and they submit
Well, that's
them.
What I'm wondering, like, of the people that sit down and decide what episode to submit, how
they
do you
pick
decide?
Their favorite one.
I think, you know, I think
just
it's...
Just the quality, and then they hope that they also notice the directing?
Possibly.
Whatever.
I think it's up to the people.
Can we submit an episode?
Yeah.
We could do anything we want.
All right.
Modern Family, directed by Michael Allen Spiller, the Halloween episode. Is this the one with the haunts, where they
That was
the
a pretty
house?
Funny episode.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was a particularly well-directed episode, I remember thinking.
It was a little madcap.
Okay. Oh, here's another Modern Family, directed by Gail Mancuso.
Here's a theme.
Slow down
Modern
your,
Family.
Yeah. Slow down your neighbors. I actually like this one better.
Oh, I like that one.
That was a good episode,
too. I have to be a little biased towards the Halloween one because it's my favorite holiday times like a billion.
You always like Halloween episodes.
I always like... That's why I like Roseanne so much.
Because
they always did Halloween. Yeah.
They did not forget the holidays.
No, they... Halloween specifically.
True.
And everyone's got a Christmas episode.
The next episode is Modern Family, directed by Steve Levitan. See you next fall. That's the season finale.
Okay.
Stephen Levitan is the showrunner as well, so...
So that would make sense if
so
that
do you think there's going to be, like, infighting with all the different directors? Of
no,
inspiring?
They're all a big family.
They're all a
modern
big modern family?
Family.
All right.
And then finally, there's 30 Rock, directed by Beth McCarthy Miller for... Live show. Oh, the live show gimmick.
Might have been tricky to do that.
Yeah,
that.
That was funny.
What if all the Modern Family votes get split?
And there were two live shows.
Kind of like the Republican Party.
There were. Good reference, Bridget.
So who do you think? Do you guys care?
All right, so I think that I would have to go with the live show, even though I really, really like Modern Family.
I think 30 Rock was better this year, though, to be honest.
Than Modern Family?
Overall. Oh, yeah.
I enjoy Modern Family better. I don't know if that means it's a better show, but I find myself enjoying it more.
I laugh at it probably about the same as 30 Rock, but I just feel like a lot of the episodes they phoned it in and just did exactly what they did last year.
Hmm.
Both shows for me are just kind of, it's on, I'm going to laugh, and then I forget about it. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. 30 Rock is on the more and more weird.
Aren't we a snob?
We'll get to that more with the outstanding.
I already forgot the non-30 Rock one that was nominated. Oh, How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. That's one that Qualler and I watch on Lifetime reruns when we're going to bed at night.
Because
we're in a loveless marriage, and that's what we do when we're falling. Because
they took Frasier off the air at 11 p.m.
I loved Frasier.
And now it's on the Hallmark Channel instead, where they censor the word crap.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Outstanding directing for a drama series. Mm. We have
drama.
Boardwalk Empire, directed by Martin Scorsese. It is the pilot.
So. You know what Emmy voters love to do is give Emmys to movie people.
Big movie people, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's pretty much a lock. The other nominees, Shall That Not Work, are Boardwalk Empire, directed by Jeremy Podeswa for Anastasia.
Mm. He's a good director.
The Borgias. Oh, here's another movie guy directed by Neil Jordan for The Poison Chalice.
I haven't watched that one. I think I'd like it because when I had pneumonia over winter break, I watched 2 seasons of The Tudors, but I was kind of out of it.
But it has not gotten great reviews, so I'm interested.
It got better reviews than The Tudors, actually.
Oh, really?
The Tudors was actually pretty boring.
Then there's Game of Thrones, directed by Tim Van Patten for Winter is Coming, the pilot.
Watch that.
And The Killing, directed by Patty Jenkins for Pilot.
Snoozefest.
I liked the pilot of The Killing, though.
That show I ended up hating by the end, but I really still like the pilot. I remember being very wowed by the visuals several times.
I actually didn't really like the pilot. I thought it was too dark. And then I liked the second and third episodes because it was a little shinier. I don't know what that says about me, but...
When it comes to... I feel like directing, like, it's almost... unfair. I feel like HBO, Showtime, but HBO particularly, like the really big budget networks, should almost have their own separate.
Yeah.
Because like, when I think of being wowed by visuals, of course it's going to go to one of the HBO.
Yeah, when you have like a
shows.
$50 billion budget.
Right.
Like these are all Boardwalk Empire or Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's HBO, Showtime, and AMC. Those are the only networks from this category. Whereas all the comedy directing ones are network shows.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Because HBO doesn't.
HBO's comedies are kind of like smirky face, raise an eyebrow laughing rather than laughing.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Except for that.
I laugh out loud at that
Well,
one.
Well, that's its own
What
thing.
Other comedies do they have?
Hung. Bored to Death.
Yeah.
Entourage.
He's Bound and Down. Though that wasn't in this eligibility period, right?
Correct.
But yeah, it's interesting that we get these big, broad network shows that kind of cloud the... comedy categories, but then we get all the premium heavy drama shows clouding the drama categories.
Because the drama, I think, it takes a bigger budget than comedy.
Yeah. You tell a grander scale story. Yeah.
Except for Friday Night Lights.
We'll get to that.
No love
that
for Tremé.
That should get something for directing. I thought Friday Night Lights
was... Oh, it's beautifully directed.
Oh, yeah. That especially the finale that we watched last night.
Oh, my God.
That
we watched, a lot. Yeah.
And it wasn't just a bunch of tricks and dire wolves and sweeping landscapes and swords.
Yeah, I think it's almost more difficult to do that because whereas Game of Thrones is really pretty to look at, Friday Night Lights just gets to your emotional core.
Well, and Friday Night Lights manages to be really pretty to look at, and it's filmed, in Austin?
Yeah.
With, like you said, a way smaller budget.
Right.
I mean,
cinema verite style.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So
Emmy voters can only do so much, you guys.
Okay.
Leave them alone.
What, were you one of them?
Change is hard, Bridget.
Okay.
I hope you bring up that argument several more times.
What's our pick for the...
Of the nominees, I would actually pick The Killing, even though I hated that show at the end. I think of those 5 nominees, the pilot from The Killing was the only one that I actually, I have a visual.
Directorial-wise, you
still
remember.
Haunting me is that visual of Stan, the father, kneeling down in the middle of that road, being roadblocked from when he finds his dead daughter.
I would pick the pilot of Game of Thrones, and here's why. I think that Game of Thrones is one of those, like, nerd books, and they knew that a lot of the viewers are going to be...
Not a nerd book.
Nerds. Well, in the sense they're like, oh, how loyal are they going to be to my image of it, of when I was reading it? And everyone I've talked to who...
That's true.
Had read the books, said that they did an excellent job. And I think it's I think that's something that's really difficult to do well. Mm-hmm. So, and I have not read the books, but I'm told that they did a really good job making a book like that, which is a lot of description, right? And kind mm-hmm. of translating it into television.
Kind of the Cliff's Notes version of the book.
But they did it, but
they did
you
a
say
good job of it.
Yeah.
I would go with, I might actually also go with The Killing.
I thought you just said you didn't like it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Just go with it. Come on.
Just go with it. But
we never actually saw Boardwalk Empire, did we?
We watched the first two pilot. Episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I was really underwhelmed because I was really excited. I felt like that was hyped up a lot.
Because I think it's Terrence Winter from Sopranos, and he's known for doing shows that are a lot more like nuanced, plotted kind of thing, and so you have to like really get into it. Everybody that I know that watched it through the end said it ended up being really good.
Right.
So I think it's definitely something I'd like to
read. What were the other ones?
I feel like I have to discount shows like Boardwalk Empire that are directed by Martin Scorsese because, of course, they're directed well, and Game of Thrones because, of course, it's good because it's based on good source material. I think it's, well, although The Killing was also based on source material, so
I've never seen the Dana show, but it's very likely that they borrowed heavily from it.
Yeah.
For at least to set the aesthetic for it.
Right, so I think it's easier to do that probably than to...
Take from page
from
to screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to cast a theoretical vote for Friday Night Lights.
Okay, I'll do the same.
Friday Night Lights, done. Here's this one I want to talk about really quickly because I'm a nerd. Outstanding music composition for a series.
Oh. All right. Yeah, that's good.
American Masters, John Muir in the New World from PBS.
John Mayer?
No, Muir.
Oh, thank God.
Music by Garth Neustadter. Don't know, don't care.
Which of those was the name of the show?
American Masters. PBS.
But PBS.
They do a new show for each season of American Masters, and this it was The New World.
Sure.
Family Guy, blah.
Family Guy.
And then there's Family Guy again. Oh, so once again, it's by episode.
Oh yeah.
Family Guy.
Blah. Two Family Guys got nominated for Best Original Score.
Well, don't they use the same cues in many different episodes?
Ding 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 ding.
Right. And then there's The Simpsons. And then there's 30 Rock. The only drama nominated is American Masters.
That's really strange.
And isn't that a documentary series?
Well, okay, I would also put Friday Night Lights in this category.
Yeah, totally.
So let's cast another.
I wonder how much of the eligibility for this category is based on the amount of previously recorded material versus
that could be
newly composed.
It's so stupid though.
Yeah, it is stupid.
The Same Emmy people the can only do so much.
Thank you, Bridget.
But of those, I'd probably just pick 30 Rock just because I think that they've brought back a lot of... I like that Tina Fey's husband has brought back a lot of the kind of old-style comedy-style visual cue humor where it's not like...
Tina Fey's husband. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the music guy on that show.
Huh. I didn't know.
Her husband, IRL?
Right, in IRL. She doesn't have a husband in the show.
That's right.
Liz Lemon's not married, Bridget.
Here's another music one, though, I like a lot. It's for original main title theme music.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Here's one
that we
might have to be able to... we get really angry at because it looks like we don't watch any of these shows. Once again, it's Masterpiece, as in Masterpiece Theater.
Okay. Masturbating,
music by Dan
like.
Jones. The Borgias from Showtime, music by Trevor Morris.
Mm. Okay.
Camelot from Stars, music by Jeff
Is it
Dana.
Just the musical? Because then
yes.
I would get
Camelot.
That the
votes. No. Oh, here's something I didn't know, though. From the guy that, one of the guys that does the music for the theme on Camelot is Michael Dana, who did the music for Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, good for him.
And is a member of Devotchka.
Oh. Yeah. Good for him.
Episodes from Showtime, music by Mark Thomas. And I'll actually, I watched two episodes of this show and of the show episode.
Of episodes.
and the theme was not memorable for me, so that's really crappy that that's there. The Kennedys from Reels Channel. I'm
Reels.
Sorry. Not
wow.
Star.
The other network with a Z.
Baby boomers everywhere were excited about that show.
Yeah. Were they ever?
That family hasn't been played out yet. What really happened?
And then Mildred Pierce from HBO, music by Carter Burwell of Coen Brothers fame.
Man. Mm.
So I think I'd probably just pick either Carter Burwell or Michael Dana because I like those guys. But
yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and vote for Friday Night Lights again.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights.
Explosions in the Sky.
Actually, that one was I found out through the oral history of Friday Night Lights that we read on what's that name of that?
Grantland.
Grantland. Thank you.
BillSimmons.com.
Found out that Explosions in the Sky was supposed to do the theme, and then they decided not to at the last minute because they didn't want to sell out whatever. They're dumb indie guys from Austin. That WG Sumpy Walden just took their cues from the Friday Night Lights soundtrack, the original movie, and created that theme song.
Did they actually play it then, or was it other people playing
it? It's other people playing it too. Hmm. It was just taken from cues from the they let them use the songs from the Friday Night Lights original soundtrack in the show throughout both the first season and then the final fifth season episode.
Uh-huh.
And then they were going to record that theme as well that W.G. Sniffy Walden wrote for them. He said in the oral history that he's actually a big fan of the band.
Huh.
And then they said no at the last minute. And so he's like, all right, I'm just going to record with some other guys that know how to use a delay pedal.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know,
those explosions, guys.
As a member of a band myself, and someone with just a lot of artistic integrity, if there's a show that I would lend my music to, it would certainly be Friday Night Lights.
And they said in the oral history that they...
Especially if I'm from Austin.
Right. They said
like, come on, y'all.
In the oral history that based on... They haven't watched the show, but based on what they've heard from friends and family...
Of course
that
they haven't.
They think they regret that choice.
They probably don't even own a television.
Right.
Sorry.
They're those kind of guys.
Yeah.
Outstanding lead actor in a comedy series.
Here we go. Here's the beef.
It's weird that the PDF...
Where's the beef?
The PDF gives us this category before the supporting ones and all that.
Is this from Emmy.com or something?
Yeah, Emmys.tv.
Okay. Mm.
Outstanding lead actor in a comedy series. Jim Parsons as Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory.
Phoning it in.
Johnny Galecki as Leonard Hofstadter on The Big Bang Theory on CBS.
Phoning it in.
Matt LeBlanc as Matt LeBlanc on episodes on Showtime.
Sort of phoning it in.
Yeah.
Winking at the same time.
Right. Louis C.K. as Louie on Louie.
All right. I wouldn't call that acting, but I really like that show a lot.
Yeah, same here. And Steve Carell as Michael Scott on The Office on NBC.
Phoning it in for sure.
But he does a good job of phoning it in.
That's true.
And it's like his swan song, blah, blah. They're probably going to give it to him. And then Alec Baldwin as Jack Donaghy on 30 Rock on NBC.
Okay.
They're Alec all Baldwin, phoning it in
but
on
Alec,
some level.
Alec Baldwin would still get my vote, or Louis C.K. because I just like him.
Right.
He's funny.
It's funny because Louis C.K., had an entire episode about how he hates to act.
Right.
Right.
And I think that's the one he submitted.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, Louis.
It's funny how you're acting like you're not a good actor.
Right. That's and then you get nominated for
one
it.
Of those reverse somethings.
Reverse something somethings, yeah.
Then Alec Baldwin seems to be the favorite if they don't give it to Steve Carell for leaving The Office. And I stopped watching it, honestly. This is finally the season where I did commit
you just
to not watching
literally
it.
Don't
The Office?
Watch it.
Yeah.
We watched
it. Yeah, off and on. It was
Qualler would look up from his paper, I from my needlepoint, and we would exchange smiles across the room once in a while.
Dwight said something funny.
That Dwight.
Snortle. Is that chortle?
Chortle. Snortle. We snortle in our house.
Yep.
This is going to be a recurring theme for me. I can't believe I haven't mentioned it yet, but I'm really mad that they didn't include Joel McHale from the Community. This category
overrated.
You still haven't watched the show?
Yes, I have.
Second season
parts.
We watched like the last five episodes.
Yeah,
oh, you did.
I've come around to the show. I still haven't come around to Joel McHale.
Oh, I think he's great.
Okay, so does he.
That's his character.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I don't know how they managed to once again include Jim Parsons. Hopefully he won't win this time though. And now they also included Johnny Galecki, and I don't even watch the show, but many people said that they marginalized his character, and yet he's still a supposed lead actor.
I haven't ever watched an episode of The Big Bang Theory, and I don't know why I feel such an aversion to it.
It's terrible. I've tried.
I think it's because my dad likes it so much.
Really?
That there's, like, something's got to be wrong with it.
There's something really stupid about it that makes me sort of laugh.
Do you think it's because we're nerds? And
we find offense to it?
We find offense to it.
I find offense to it because, like, where are the female nerds? Oh, they don't exist.
There's one.
Just hotties.
There's one. And she likes nerds.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Wish fulfillment.
It's like, oh, men it's are like nerds when the nerd, and women are beautiful.
It's like when the nerdy women are like Natalie Portman, who are like, of course I love Star Wars. I'm such a nerd. Show me your boot. You know.
What?
Other way around. Let me show you my boobs.
Reverse that, yeah. You guys are so nerdy.
Outstanding lead actor in a drama series. Steve Buscemi as Nucky Thompson on Boardwalk Empire, who won the Golden Globe. Michael C. Hall as Dexter Morgan on
yes.
Dexter.
Phoning it in.
Hey.
Kyle Chandler as Coach Eric Taylor on
Never
Friday.
Finally.
I like they included the word coach.
His character is literally just first coach, name coach.
Is Coach Eric Taylor.
Aww. Oh, man.
Hugh Laurie as Dr. Gregory House.
House.
Really?
Yep.
That's still, not acting. Year. That's just getting mad at
Well,
stuff.
Let me tell you something, Bridget. I'm House.
I'm actually British, but I'm talking like I'm an American.
Timothy Oliphant as Raylan Givens.
Hot alert. Yeah. Woo.
Ow.
John Hamm.
He can
John.
Act all over me any day.
Gross.
What?
John Hamm is John Draper on Mad Men.
So, phoning it in.
He's not phoning it in.
So no, I like so John Hamm, good, obviously. Kyle mm-hmm. Chandler, good, obviously. Steve Buscemi, yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah.
Timothy Oliphant.
Whew.
I would have to give that one to Coach Eric Taylor, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I think
Has he ever been nominated for an Emmy?
He got nominated last year.
Okay.
So he's quite good at what he
he's
does.
He's just so
but I think Michael C. Hall.
What, I'm not you know what?
I didn't see the last season, but
has he won for this
game? No.
No, he hasn't. And he's good. He's really good.
He's good, but it's an example of a show that hasn't progressed really at all. Or that his character hasn't progressed
totally
at all.
I totally disagree with that.
You disagree that since season two the show has progressed a lot.
Is he still a serial killer?
Oh, so that's all? That's the only measure. I don't have time to get into this right now, but you're wrong.
Ever since season two, it's been like, I sure want to change, but I probably won't. But maybe I will. But maybe I won't. But maybe I will. I'm gonna keep doing this until the show gets canceled.
Who are you?
Finally.
When did you develop these opinions?
I'd say compare. Okay, I haven't watched the show beyond the first few episodes of the first season, and we all know how much my aversion into it has stayed over the years. But
Chris hates voiceovers, so he couldn't do it.
I hated that voiceover for damn sure.
Tonight's the night.
These donuts are empty like my soul.
Oh please! Ugh, like you've never written those in a song lyric before.
Burn.
But look at Coach Taylor over the course of these five seasons. He's stayed a football coach. He's stayed a good coach. He's stayed a good husband. But at the same
he's a good husband.
Of course he is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they were trying to tell us that
18 years, Chris?
Yeah, and then he did what was right.
Finally, at the end, after. Well, all right. Well, let's
spoilers
save that.
About
let's
save
that.
Anyways.
I think that
he totally grew and changed as a person because that environment allowed him to. I think maybe Michael C. Hall is a great actor, but what have they done to that environment
to
allow him to change?
I think his environment has changed. I think
because he's married and has a kid.
Are we still talking about Dexter? Because why?
One, you're the ones who are pushing me on this because apparently my opinions are not valid.
No,
you see what they're doing to me, listeners.
Let's talk about Justified, because Timothy Oliphant is
because
awesome.
I don't have a penis.
Oh, God.
But let me just, I think that I love Friday Night Lights and I love Coach Taylor, but I think that Dexter's character has definitely evolved as much as Coach Taylor's character has evolved. And it's not just, like, yeah, becoming a father is a big thing. Also, I think Dexter, one of the great things that they did is the more he learned about his father's character, the more his character had to kind of reevaluate and check who he was. And
then his character hasn't evolved enough, and it's frustrating that because the show constantly gets renewed and because it's the biggest hit on Showtime, that the interesting stuff that I do want to see at some point, where it's like Dexter finally gets caught, just keeps getting pulled further into the future.
See,
and
but the show isn't about whether or not Dexter is finally going to get caught. Like, I feel like...
But there's no character development beyond...
That's not true.
It is. No, it's true.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna cut you guys off.
I can't believe you're saying these things. I feel like I don't even know you.
I was vocally bored through seasons 3 and 4.
I don't remember that.
Mm.
I remember him complaining about it.
Well, so you went to Chris to complain. I thought we were having a good time.
Who would you cast a vote for, everybody?
Yeah, I would cast it for Kyle Chandler only if Timothy Oliphant and Justified remain awesome next year.
Hmm.
Give it to Coach Taylor.
I would like it to go to either Coach Taylor or Dexter.
Not Timothy Oliphant.
The only reason
I cast two votes, Bridget.
Well, then just for sake of standing my ground, I'll give it to Dexter because he hasn't gotten it yet. And also, Timothy.
You're splitting the vote, and it's going to go to House.
Well, there we are then. That's what happens.
Hugh Laurie is the winner.
I'm splitting the vote. Maybe y'all are splitting the vote too.
Do we care about outstanding lead actor in a miniseries or movie?
Yeah, let's do it. John Adams. When did that come out? Something about the war, probably.
Edgar Ramirez as Carlos and Carlos. Greg Kinnear as John F. Kennedy and the Kennedys.
Greg Kinnear?
Barry Pepper as Bobby Kennedy and the Kennedys.
Mm. Barry Pepper? What kind of a name is that?
Idris Elba as John Luther in Luther.
It's not a miniseries.
It's not a miniseries that got renewed.
There's a second season. America.
Loophole.
That's how they treat BBC.
Wait, like Martin Luther?
No. He's a detective.
Oh.
Named something Luther.
You think Idris Elba played Martin Luther?
He can finally...
I don't know.
He can finally speak in his true accent.
Lawrence Fishburne as Thurgood Marshall for Thurgood. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either. Weird.
HBO? HBO movie.
I don't know.
Thurgood. William Hurt as Henry Paulson in Too Big to Fail for HBO.
I like William Hurt.
I wanted to see that. Was that good?
Yeah. I'm going to go with William Hurt.
Yeah, I like William Hurt. I also like Idris Elba, even though that doesn't make sense for that category.
I don't think William Hurt's a very good actor, though.
Squinty-eyed.
I thought he was really good in Damages.
He always kind of does the same thing.
Oh, don't get me started on season two of Damages.
Oh, yeah. Way downhill.
Oh, yeah, downhill. I still liked it, though.
Yeah. I'm with Bridget.
Outstanding lead actress in a comedy series.
Yeah, that's supposed to make you happy, Bridget.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Outstanding lead actress in a comedy series.
Let's hear it.
Laura Linney as Kathy Jameson in The Big C.
Isn't that a hilarious, hilarious romp?
I'm sorry, time out a second. Have either of you seen that show?
No.
Even one episode?
No.
Let's move on then.
Melissa McCarthy as Molly Flynn in Mike and Molly. And Edie Falco as Jackie Payton in Nurse Jackie.
That was a boring show. I did not care for Nurse Jackie.
Yeah?
I only saw a couple episodes and I was like, over it.
Where are the laughs?
Yeah. Mm, I couldn't tell what it was supposed to be. I couldn't tell what it wanted to be.
Like drama versus comedy?
Yeah. Or like, yeah.
They should have their own category, those.
That's why they need a laugh track.
Half-hour dramedies.
Yeah. Right. Amy Poehler as Leslie Knope in Parks and Recreation.
Okay, there we go.
Martha Plimpton as Virginia Chance in Raising Hope. And Tina Fey as Liz Lemon in 30 Rock. Yeah, I know. I'm really excited about Martha Plimpton's nomination. She's super funny in that show. Though, obviously not as funny as Amy Poehler in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Amy Poehler gets my vote for sure.
That's a pretty easy one.
Heart and soul of Parks and Rec.
I like Laura Linney a lot, though.
I've never liked her in anything ever.
Wow. Wow.
She's good in Frasier. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember her in a lot. Wasn't she in The Squid and the Whale?
Yeah.
That was good. Wasn't she in...
The movie was good, but did you like her in it?
Yeah. Wasn't she in that
show? John Adams.
She was good. She was great.
Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. Wait, is lead actress in a comedy? Did they miss anybody?
I don't know. I don't really care for comedies.
Women in comedies.
I know.
Unlikely.
That'll be the day. Lucille Ball.
I wrote a post about this, and I think I wrote somebody in there, but I'm not remembering it at all. So apparently she didn't...
She wasn't that funny.
Not that important.
Right. You can go to theblogleader.com to see where I'm forgetting. Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. Here's one I think we all can agree on. Connie Britton as Tammy Taylor in Friday Night Lights.
Y'all.
She's the woman after whom I model most of my life.
And mothering and guidance counseling.
She's just...
Everything.
So great, y'all.
Juliana Margulies as Alicia Florrick in The Good Wife.
She's pretty good. I hate to admit that, but I kind of like that role.
Here's one we can
it's
get
a good
upset
show.
About. Kathy Bates is Harriet Harry Korn in Harry's Law. Did you know her last name in that show was Korn with a K?
Did you know that was a drama? I didn't. I thought that was a comedy.
It's an hour long, so it has to be.
I'm a lawyer.
It does seem that she like forgot she wasn't playing the character from The Office anymore, doesn't it?
I have my hands on my hips.
Muriel Enos as Sarah Linden in The Killing, which is an interesting nomination, seeing that a lot of things that one of the big things people complained about that show is that they never really developed her character.
That's the writer's fault, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if she doesn't have...
it's the writer's fault.
But if she doesn't have much to do, then how does that really showcase her as an actress? Anyways,
she did talk like this a lot too.
Yeah.
Where were you the night of Rosie Larson's death?
There is a really good episode that you guys... Because you guys didn't finish it, right?
Right.
No.
That's later in the season in which it's like an episode where they just drop the murder mystery completely.
Huh.
And it's just her and her partner riding around in a car, wondering where her son is playing hooky at.
Oh.
I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, it's a really good episode, and I wish they did more like that. If they do more like that next season, they might be able to reel me back.
Okay.
We'll see. Mm. Mariska Hargitay as Detective Olivia Benson in Law & Order, Special Victims Unit.
Hmm.
And Elizabeth Moss as Peggy Olson in Mad Men.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I would give it to Elizabeth Moss.
Over Connie Britton?
Really?
Really? That's a tough, close call, but...
I would say it was a close call if it wasn't the final season.
See, but when I keep getting back to the acting in Friday Night Lights, which I think was great, all it makes me do is think, yeah, but I think a lot of that acting was a product of really good directing, and it just makes me mad all over again that it wasn't nominated for directing.
Well, I mean, the directing was very hands off.
Right, which is why I think the actors and actresses were
But that gives them more agency, and then that shows more talent from them.
Well, I don't know. I think that a good director is what made Friday Night Lights the way it was.
I think it's a product of everything. The product of the writing, the directing.
Would you say it's a team effort?
I would say that, yeah.
They might have scored a touchdown.
In our hearts.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose. But yeah, Elizabeth Moss was fantastic, especially this season of Mad Men.
Yeah, she's very good this season.
And which is, I think, amazing that they were able to drop the whole baby storyline basically completely, except for like hinting at it every once in a while, and still make her a really awesome character and give her enough to deal with that it didn't seem like they had to keep that throughout the whole series.
I'm nodding emphatically
that
right now.
That suitcase episode.
Yeah.
Just her and John Hamm. It was pretty
John
great.
Hamm's John Hamm.
Outstanding lead actress in a miniseries or movie. Quickly. Diane Lane as Patricia Loud in Cinema Verite. There was a movie.
Yeah, we watched that.
What's it about?
Based on the American Family.
Oh yeah,
thing. That was good.
She was really good in that.
That was good.
All right, give it to her.
We watched that.
All right,
Elizabeth McGovern as Cora, Countess of Grantham in Downton Abbey, Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, I want to watch that. It's on Netflix.
Kate Winslet as Mildred Pierce. Yeah. Mildred Pierce. She'll probably get it though, right?
Doy.
Taraji Pierce.
Who's Mildred Pierce?
Who's It's based on that book that was like an old book, and they made a movie out of it. And
oh,
it's
that old book,
trashy
period
and...
piece.
Wait, the trashy old book.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a mini. They made a mini series out of it.
Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Right. Taraji P. Henson as Tiffany Rubin in Taken From Me, the Tiffany Rubin story on Lifetime.
Wow.
Ooh, all right.
I just want everyone to know that Chris looked at me when he said Lifetime and raised an eyebrow, like "There's something for you, sweetheart."
Exactly.
And he patted me on the backside.
Nice television. You keep to your women. Lifetimes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Jean Marsh as Rose Buck in Upstairs Downstairs, Masterpiece Theater.
Upstairs. Didn't we watch that?
That was the one that we laughed about because of the.
It was like Alan Cumming saying "Upstairs Downstairs" on Masterpiece Theater.
It sounds silly.
Do your British sitcom again, Bridget. I turn left here.
My sister and I used to like to watch the old British sitcoms on PBS, and there was one where there's a couple driving in a car and she said, "Turn left," and he turned into someone's driveway and everyone laughed, and she said, "I meant at the next juncture."
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
Outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series.
Okay.
Chris Colfer as Kurt Hummel in Glee. Jesse Tyler Ferguson as Mitchell Pritchett in Modern Family. Hmm. Ed O'Neill as Jay Pritchett in Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Stone Street as Cameron Tucker in Modern Family. Ty Burrell as Phil Dunphy in Modern Family.
It doesn't count if you're all supporting actors.
John Cryer as Alan Harper in Two and a Half Men.
Well, it's got to be someone in Modern Family because Two and a Half Men is unwatchable.
Good for him for sticking with it with Charlie Sheen, though. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Hollywood.
And Glee is... I hate Glee.
But I think it's telling that Chris Colfer announced his imminent departure from Glee the same day as the Emmy nominations.
Yeah.
Mm.
He deserves power a kick
trip
in the teeth.
Because Eric Stone Street stole it from him last year.
Yeah, kick in the teeth.
Somebody is whiny.
Yeah. But the one Modern Family nominee I really don't get is Jesse Tyler Ferguson. I feel like...
Really?
I mean, I like him, but like...
Which one is that?
The redhead.
Oh.
Cameron's boyfriend.
But, what's his name on the show?
Exactly.
Research.
He's the straight man to
he's
no pun intended.
I don't know. I disagree. I like even he's though I funny. Can't think of his name right now.
I'm looking it up.
But like if you had to like Modern Family, when you think of like the people that make you laugh, I think it's either Ty Burrell or Eric Stone Street and sometimes Ed O'Neill.
Yeah, but the people that make you laugh compared to who help balance the show are different things.
Yeah, that's true. I was
in my opinion.
Yeah, I think he's stand up.
You can't have the goofy guy without the straight guy.
Yeah, I
so agree let's
with
for
that.
Once let's for once acknowledge the straight man.
It's the were there any other turn. Comedies other than Modern Family though that had actors in them?
Well, I think Community was really once again put in the dark here. I think all of the supporting actors in Community were better than all of the supporting
did
actors on Modern Family.
Did you buy stock in Community or something?
I think I did.
Right. What about a little man named Ron Effin Swanson?
Well, yeah. And all the supporting actors in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I think it should have been 8 nominees, and it should have been 4 from Parks and Rec, 4 from Community.
Wow, and none from Modern Family?
Yeah.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
It's a funny show, but they totally did the exact same thing this year than they did last year.
And I laughed at the exact same number of times.
But once you guys just told me that it's not about how much you laugh.
No, I didn't.
Mitchell.
We said it's not about how much we laugh. We said we need the straight guy to make you laugh, too.
Okay. Anyways.
I don't really know. I have a hard time judging what a good comedic actor is. Or, like, a good actor in a comedy. Because of the blurring line between what comedies are traditionally, which is set up the joke, laugh, make a funny, versus a lot more comedies are kind of character-based comedies now.
Well, yeah. And that's what really kind of didn't make Modern Family click with me this year, is that the only time they tried to make it click with you was that every episode was like the last 3 minutes, saccharine song with montage.
Don't care for that part.
And then be like, oh, the stuff that just made you laugh for the last 20 minutes, it's all because they love each other. And, like, yeah. I get that, and it worked the first few episodes.
Doesn't Community kind of do that crap, too? We're all friends.
Chris made an angry face.
Yeah, that's why I'm specifically
sometimes, but they always put it, first of all, they always put a twist on it.
Uh-huh. And then, I gotta have that twist.
God, you are...
You guys were attacking me with that Dexter thing. I felt personally attacked.
So this is just a...
Payback.
Personally attacked for that.
A PDF.
You think that's true?
Again.
Why? Why, Bridget? Why? Defend yourself. Patriarchy.
I still like Community, but I prefer Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah. I think we're all very clear that Nick Offerman should have...
Okay, we can agree that we like Parks and Recreation first. I think our second is split. Mm-hmm. For me, it would be Community. Well, no, for me, I mean,
yes,
the other
thank
one.
You.
For me, it would actually be 30 Rock would be my agree. Second, and then Modern Family.
Well, I really think
and
it's...
And then Parenthood, because I like that show.
It's not a comedy.
It is for me.
Life is hilarious. I think Nick Offerman got screwed here.
Right.
Probably, that's probably the biggest snub that thus far of what we've read through is no Nick Offerman. He really is, because he's amazing, because he's really funny, but he also does things on the show that make your heart warm. You know, he does nice things to Leslie begrudgingly, but you know, like, he has a good heart.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. But he also does just freaking hilarious stuff, like, remember when they all got drunk and he did that dance or whatever?
Yeah, he's funny.
The little hat on his head.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Pratt, especially this season with the April and Andy marriage episode.
Yeah.
I really think that he kind of went a new place as a character. And his acting, I think, has gotten from just being the goofy boyfriend to actually being an integral part of the gang there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding supporter in a drama series. Peter Dinklage as Tyrion Lannister in Game of Thrones. Josh Charles as Will Gardner in The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
Alan
mm-hmm.
Cumming as Eli Gold in The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
Walton Goggins as Boyd Crowder mm-hmm. in Justified.
Mm-hmm.
John Slattery mm-hmm. as Roger Sterling in Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre Braugher as Owen in Men of a Certain Age. Do the characters not have last names in Men of a Certain Age? That's kind of interesting.
I don't know.
Anyways,
Men of a Certain Age is canceled.
Canceled.
Wah,
canned.
Wah.
Yeah, well.
It was on the bubble, and now it's gone.
The bubble.
Call back.
I don't know that I would give it to Roger Sterling.
Hey, he's never won for it, right?
I don't know.
Crack research. But I would personally pick Walton Goggins, Boyd Crowder.
I as well.
And I haven't seen enough of Justified.
He's so good
Which
in the
one
second
is,
season.
Yeah, I need to get on that.
It's amazing.
What about Sons of Anarchy? Are they not eligible?
The Emmy voters kind of got pissed off by how angry Kurt Suter is all the time, and how he is always saying, "Fuck the Emmys. I sure wish I was nominated for an Emmy, but fuck them." But I can't believe they didn't nominate me.
Yeah. No. And the third season, Qualler and I got disinterested in it.
Yeah. Didn't even. It.
I mean, someday boring. If I'll have free time, I probably will go back because I still really I really like those characters.
Yeah.
But
I'm intrigued by Suter's constant trumpeting of his plan that this is a 7-season series and that these 3rd and 4th and 5th seasons are kind of the middle chapters. I'm intrigued by that, but that doesn't make me want to watch it like immediately because it's the middle part and you know.
Yeah.
I think that Ron Perlman consistently does a great job on that show though.
Yeah, he does.
And
it's quite good.
It's sad that, I mean, it kind of went a little downhill, but season 2, I think it definitely should have been nominated, and I think...
Season 2 was when Katie Sagal did win the Emmy, right?
Yeah, and that was, and I think that was...
So there you go, Kurt Suter. Grant.
Was it Emmy or Golden Globe, actually?
I think she won the
She won the Emmy.
She won the Emmy,
cool,
yeah.
Good for her. Yeah. But of the other ones here, I started watching Good Wife from season 1, and I just watched the episodes where Alan Cumming's becoming a big part of it, and he's... pretty awesome on that show.
Qualler and I have watched The Good Wife and we've enjoyed it like when it's on demand or when it's just there's nothing else on, but I feel like, and I don't know what this is my like
well, we haven't
resistance
watched it in
at
order.
Getting older, and something about like succumbing to watching The Good Wife seriously makes me feel like I've gotten old.
I don't think so. I think I can see how you'd think that because it's a CBS lawyer show.
Right.
But at the same time...
And something about all the Juliana Margulies and all the way they all look at each other and the characters that I need to relate to are moms of teenagers and and I'm like, well, why can't our kids just... Graham from Dawson's Creek, one of my favorite series of all time.
Yep. She plays the grandma. Again.
And looks exactly the same as she did, 20 years ago now?
Yeah.
No, 10 years ago in Dawson's Creek.
We just started watching Game of Thrones. I did last night anyways with you guys, and I enjoy Peter Dinklage so far, but...
Which characters? Which one is he?
Tyrion.
The little man.
The imp.
Oh, the imp.
But I think... I'm trying to think of who's missing from this crowd, and I know there's a couple. Outstanding supporting actor.
Well... you know, Breaking Bad was not eligible this year.
Right.
So
that's ridiculous.
It gives a little windfall to...
Here's who they're missing. Michael B. Jordan and or Derek Phillips from Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah.
I
think they technically called Derek Phillips a guest actor through the whole season.
Oh, that's right.
Which is kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
Hmm. That has to do with, like, pay grade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan was phenomenal as Vince.
Yeah.
Made me cry. It's like, for the last 6 weeks of the show,
Parenthood
just made me cry.
Is Parenthood not getting anything?
Yeah, Parenthood has got major shipped.
But racist. We don't use that word.
Sorry.
But we like
Dax Shepard. Actually, yeah. I would have nominated Dax.
I like all those characters. I would have been happy with anyone except Monica Potter being nominated for something.
I agree.
Because
that's just because you don't like her personally.
Well, I'm sorry. Get a face, and a personality.
Anyway,
she's probably not listening.
Let's hope not.
Who would you guys vote for? I said Walton.
Yep,
I don't know.
Walton
They're
here.
All the same.
Wow.
No, he's just, you know, phenomenal. He steals every scene that he's in with a bunch of other good actors.
Which one
know.
Is he? What show?
He's the real short guy.
He's got big eyes.
Big eyes.
From what
hair.
From what show?
Justified.
I've really.
Well, get on
watch
it.
Watch
okay.
it.
Okay.
Watch it with me.
I'm gonna skip over the supporting actor for many series and movies.
All right.
Because we obviously didn't have much to say about those. Outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series.
Here we go. Let's see who this could be.
Jane Lynch as Sue Sylvester and the host of the Emmys.
Oh my goodness.
Phoning it in.
Ingley. Betty White as, I didn't know this was her name on the show, Elka Ostrovsky in Hot in Cleveland.
It's just funny because her, do you hear what her name is? It's just funny.
Isn't she like on the run or something? And I don't know.
You can't see me, but I'm crying right now. Sue Sylvester, really?
She
Glee?
Won.
Well, let me tell you something, Bridget. With
she's
Cheerios.
The best part. Isn't she still the best part of the show, though?
Yeah, but on autopilot, it stops being fun.
Nothing is the best part of that show.
Julie Bowen as Claire Dunphy in Modern Family. Sophia Vergara as Gloria Delgado Pritchett in Modern Family.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig as various characters on Saturday Night Live.
Okay, give it to her.
Jane Krakowski as Jenna Maroney.
Jenna Maroney.
I think Jenna's the worst part of 30 Rock.
What? You're crazy.
I really don't like any of her storylines.
Wow.
I liked the kind of weird storylines this season that she got about like being married to a man, being married to Will Forte, who liked to cross dress. I actually liked how this season in 30 Rock, they just decided, you know what, we're just going to go for the weird factor with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give it to her, of those people.
I think Kristen Wiig's just phoning it in, waiting for her contract to run up, right?
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seems like it. She retired two of her characters. She said, I'm not going to do Gilly anymore.
Well, good, because Gilly's not funny. Jessica.
Out of these nominees, I'd probably pick Sofia Vergara. She's pretty funny on Modern Family.
That's just because she's good looking.
And she's pretty funny.
Pretty good looking.
But
that's really what her voice sounds like, though.
Yeah.
Remember when we watched the Inside the Actors Studio?
Uh-huh.
With the cast of Modern Family.
Yeah.
And they all ended up just kind of making fun of James Lipton.
See, and I think that's what makes me like Modern Family, is because seeing that Inside the Actor's Studio and James Lipton.
Well, because James Lipton would say, like, can I speak with
with Claire.
Can I speak with Gloria now? Okay.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I think, once again, I'm going to say they're missing Alison Brie and Jillian Jacobs from Community. And I think they're also missing Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec.
Mm, yeah, I like her. And not just because she's me in college.
I think she was good, but I wouldn't give her an acting award.
Hmm.
I once again think the April and Andy storyline showed some depth from her that we hadn't seen yet.
She definitely improved. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Who would you guys pick?
I think I already said. Which one did I say?
Jane Krakowski.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give it to Julie Bowen.
All right. She's in Horrible Bosses and is pretty funny in it.
Cool.
You saw Horrible Bosses?
Yeah. I see every crap that comes out. Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. Kelly MacDonald as Margaret Schroeder in Boardwalk Empire.
Mm.
Archie Panjabi as Kalinda Sharma in The Good Wife.
Mm.
Christine Baranski as Diane Lockhart in The Good Wife.
Mm.
Margot Martindale as Mags Bennett in Justified.
Ding, 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 ding.
Michelle Forbes as Mitch Larson in The Killing. Christina Hendricks as Joan Harris on Mad Men.
There we go.
He'd pick Christina.
Yeah. Wait, so she's supporting
mm-hmm.
and Peggy is...
Right.
That's interesting.
They can submit to whatever category they want to.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe submitted to lead actor for Parks and Rec.
What a douche.
Yeah, I would do Christina Hendricks for sure.
I think you might change your mind after you see Justified.
Yeah, I would have given it to her until Margot Martindale.
Yeah.
Who I think she was also, technically she was a guest actor, but they probably just threw her in the supporting because she was awesome.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, she blew the socks off all these people, I think. I do enjoy Archie Panjabi on The Good Wife, and she already won. So good for her.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually did like Michelle Forbes as Mitch Larson on The Killing, but I think a lot of that's...
I like Michelle Forbes a lot.
Yeah.
Just in general.
I think that's residual love for what she
made
good in season two of True Blood and season two of Battlestar Galactica.
And she was in...
In Treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they miss anybody for that category? I think that they did a decent
supporting
job.
Actresses. Were there any...
Drama?
Friday Night Lights
in there.
Who would you put in there from Friday Night Lights?
Vince's ex-girlfriend. What's her?
Journey Smollett.
Yeah.
She's good.
I think she's good.
I'd probably put her in there instead of Christine Baranski.
Yeah.
Though I hear that she gets a bigger role in season two of The Good Wife.
Tyra's gone.
Yeah.
She was good.
I enjoy Madison Burge.
Yeah, she's good.
Which one was she?
Becky.
Oh, yeah. I actually really liked, Billy's wife.
What about Amy Teagarden?
She did a good job. Amy Teagarden.
As soon as I said that, I regretted it.
Amy Teagarden, no.
She's
she had the whole TA storyline.
I don't know. I think she did a good job. I mean, I think her storyline was kind of weird, but I don't...
Oh, she did a good job,
I wouldn't fault her for it. I would put her in there.
But compared
still
to all the other
cry.
Actors on that show,
still made me cry.
Yeah.
Still crying a little bit.
I did also like Natalie Zay on Justified, if they could have given a twofer to that category.
Hmm.
I think she did a great job this season.
Yeah, she had a little more beef to her role this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Outstanding guest actor in a comedy series.
Here we go.
Idris Elba as Lenny on The Big C. I didn't know he was in that show. I might watch it now.
Oh.
Wow.
Nathan Lane as Pepper Saltzman on Modern Family. Talk about episode.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis as host on SNL.
What?
Justin Timberlake as host on SNL.
Yeah. He's probably been.
You go to Justin Timberlake over Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Times 1,000 when he hosts SNL. Galifianakis was a huge disappointment when he hosted SNL.
I thought he was.
And Justin Timberlake is always surprisingly like the best thing on the show hosting SNL.
When did the Emmys decide to start giving acting awards to SNL?
Right. Yeah, that's like, kind of weird.
Well, it's weird. It is weird.
Like
they opened the floodgates and now it's just like, well, of course, somebody from SNL is
going to. Yeah.
Matt Damon as Carol on 30 Rock and Will Arnett as Devin Banks on 30 Rock.
It's
all name recognition.
Right.
Yeah.
I liked Matt Damon as Carol, but I think I liked it more because it was like...
Matt Damon?
It was Tina Fey like finally finding somebody that's normal, and then they have that ridiculous argument on the airplane. I enjoyed that scene. But overall, I think the guest actor category is kind of a wash.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is great.
I give it a JT.
I think I have some residual anger after seeing Bad Teacher.
Well, you shouldn't have seen Bad Teacher. I told you that a lot of times, as did all the reviewers. As does Common Sense.
Outstanding guest actor in a drama series. Bruce Dern as Frank Harlow in Big Love. Beau Bridges as...
Oh, Big Love. I've already totally forgotten about that last season.
Those are nominees we forgot about already.
I saw the first four episodes of the final season of Big Love, and it actually seemed a lot better than the season that last season we watched where he ran
Jiminy
for
Crickets.
Representative.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That got wacky.
But Bruce Dern's always
I got a gun.
Awesome.
I got a gun, too.
Beau Bridges as Nick Brody on Brothers and Sisters, which
I
is
like
gone
Beau Bridges.
Now. Canned.
Michael J. I'm an old lady.
Michael J. Fox as Louis Canning on The Good Wife. I heard he's awesome on that season. Paul McCrane as Josh Payton on Harry's Law. Jeremy Davies as Dickie Bennett in Justified. He was awesome.
Yeah.
And Robert Morris as Bertram Cooper on Mad Men. I don't know. Out of all the guest actors you could...
Bertram Cooper? Which one was that?
He's Cooper. Of Sterling and Cooper.
Oh, that's right?
Yeah. I think
guest actor.
Of all the people you could have nominated from Mad Men. That guy.
Yeah. I'll go with the Justified one, even though I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's the guy with tics from Lost. The scientist. The piano-playing scientist.
Oh, the guy with tics?
You know, nervous tics.
That's the first
Daniel
thing that
Faraday.
Jumps to, the nervous scientist. All right.
He's totally against that type in Justified. He's
a
completely different character.
But he still has a lot of tics.
Yeah.
He does, but they're just different, kind of more skeezy tics.
Maybe that's why I'm so defensive of Dexter, is because Qualler and I have been rewatching 6 Feet Under.
Yeah,
he's a
great
actor.
He's
a really good actor and has a wide range.
I don't fault, you know, coming back to that just briefly, I don't fault Michael C. Hall at all. I'm frustrated with the fact
But we haven't even seen the most recent season.
I don't need to see the most recent season. Seasons 3 and 4.
That's a really arrogant thing to say.
I'm going to cut you guys off. Outstanding guest actress in a comedy series. Kristen Chenoweth as April Rhodes in Glee. Dot Marie Jones as Coach Beast. Is that Glee? I don't know. Whatever. Gwyneth Paltrow as Holiday in Glee. Cloris Leachman as Mama in Raising Hope. I like that.
I still haven't seen Raising Hope.
You guys should watch it.
The
like
promos
it.
Look stupid, but
they,
I trust
they
you.
They do look stupid, but it's a funny show.
They find a baby or something?
The main
oh, this
character
is the one
has,
adopted.
Has a baby with a serial killer who he doesn't know is a serial killer, and then she gets executed, and so they have to take care of the baby.
That's dark.
Wait, yeah, what?
It's a very dark show.
She has a baby with a serial killer?
He does. The 20-year-old son of the family. And then she gets convicted for serial killing and gets executed.
Holy cow.
And so they have to take care of the baby. It's a really dark show. It's really funny.
Who is Garrett Dillahunt in that show?
The father figure of the family. Okay. So the 20-year-old's father.
Okay.
Huh.
And like him and Martha Plimpton had him when they were like 16.
All right.
Yeah, it's like it's really interesting how they keep it like wacky, but also like imbue it with all these dark undertones about working class life and teenage pregnancy and
serial
like
killing.
Yeah,
Garrett Dillahunt was Jack McCall in Deadwood.
Oh,
yeah.
Deadwood.
He's so good. That's the one I wish was nominated. Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah, he wasn't nominated, was he?
No. Then there's Tina Fey as host SNL and Elizabeth Banks as Avery on 30 Rock. I'd actually pick Elizabeth Banks.
Which one is Avery? She the annoying blonde one?
Jack Donaghy's wife.
Oh, 30 Rock. I'm getting all mixed up. Yeah, I like her.
I think she's always solid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that...
she's kind of a one-hit wonder, but She's good at it.
As a guest actor.
Sure. As a guest actor.
Yeah, that's true. That's all you gotta do.
This isn't a real acting award.
Yeah. Not really acting, we're just guest.
Cloris Leachman is pretty funny on Raising Hope, though, even though it's also one kind of a one-note thing. She's like the grandma that always forgets where she is. Oh, yeah, there's also a lot of Alzheimer's jokes.
Oh, good.
That is comedy gold.
Yep. It's funny to do that in a post-Alzheimer's world.
Right. Right. We're over that.
Outstanding guest actress in a drama series. Mary McDonnell as Captain Sharon Rader in The Closer. Mm-hmm. Julia Stiles as Lumen Pierce in Dexter. Loretta Devine as Adele
Julia Stiles
Weber.
Was in the most recent season?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Loretta Devine in Grey's Anatomy. Randy Heller as Miss Blankenship in Mad Men. Talk about a weird...
Miss Blankenship?
Yeah, the old secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Who dies. Spoiler alert. Isn't that a weird nomination?
It is weird.
She has like her. She's funny.
Yeah, sure.
But she only had maybe like 5-6 lines total.
Yeah.
I thought she talked a lot more than that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to rewatch it.
I think she was... I remember chuckling a lot when she was in scenes.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely chuckle-worthy.
Kind of a scene stealer.
Cara Bueno as Faye Miller in Mad Men. I like that one.
Who is she again?
She's
the
blonde,
so long ago now.
The blonde love interest of that they outsource or bring in from the outside advertising agency.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also two more. Jeez, there's a lot in these categories. John Cusack as Sheila Jackson in Shameless, and Alfre Woodard as Ruby in True Blood.
Hmm. Oh yeah.
Isn't she Tara's mom?
Yeah. Or is she
Ruby? Yeah.
Or is she Ruby Jean Lafayette's mom?
Aren't they brother and sister?
No, they're cousins.
They're cousins. No. Do you guys care about outstanding host for reality or reality competition program?
Not even
give
a little
it to
bit.
Kat Deely.
She's nominated.
Well, then let's give it to Kat Deely. All
right.
Is Tyra on there?
No.
Fuck no.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
They hate her. Tyra Banks.
I was thinking of, yeah.
Tyra Collette. Not Tyra Collette of Friday.
You don't like Tyra Collette?
No, I was like, why would she be in that category?
No, Tyra Banks. But I don't know if they had... I don't know when...
Who else is nominated? Jeff Probst?
Yeah,
right?
Let's see if you can guess them all.
Okay.
Jeff Probst, Kat Deely.
Tyra Banks, yes or no?
No.
Oh.
Ryan Seacrest.
Yep.
That Simon guy that all the kids talk about.
Simon?
Cowell. Is he a host?
No, he's not a host.
No, and he wasn't in the last season.
Oh.
Man, this is a fun game, actually.
Yeah.
Who's the host of... Is there a host for The Amazing Race?
Yep, and I didn't know his name either. It's Phil Keoghan. Or something like that.
And he's there?
Yeah.
What about one of those Top
Andy,
Chef?
Andy Cohen?
You guys are thinking... No, not Top Chef. Not Andy Cohen. He's... you guys are forgetting like one of the most popular... Probably second to American Idol. The most popular reality show on TV.
The Voice?
No.
I don't know.
America's Next Top Model?
No.
Oh. Heidi Klum or one of those.
No, she was bumped.
Yeah.
Oh. Man.
She was?
Tom Bergeron.
Yep, there you go.
Dancing with the Stars.
That's a popular show.
It's the most popular reality show.
It's like one of
and
the.
And what? Stars dance with dancers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
It's an entire show where stars dance and it's a competition. They dance with each other.
With other stars?
They try
or with
to
real
win.
People?
With other.
Oh, that's
stars
right.
Stars appeared.
Bethany
paired up with
was on it.
Dancers.
Bethany Frankel.
Oh, yeah. There's the connection.
She's one of my housewife friends.
Right. Okay, here, let's get to the good stuff. Outstanding comedy series.
Woo!
The Big Bang Theory.
Ugh.
Glee.
Ugh.
Modern
Not
Family.
Funny.
Yay!
The okay. Office.
Ugh.
Parks and Rec.
Yay!
30 Rock.
Yay!
Parks and Rec, clearly, right?
I would give it to Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I would...
That's
followed
the
by
only
Modern
one that's
Family,
in there that's
followed
like in
by
the top
Rock.
Five comedies.
I will take off my clothes if it wins.
Yeah, it's...
In the privacy?
Well, you never know, because the Emmys... are notorious for being like, this is the horse that we're gonna get on now.
Yeah,
you know, they gave the Emmy to Arrested Development for 3 years, the 3 years that it was on. What are the other nominations? They're what, 30 Rock? Yeah, they've given it to 30 Rock like 4 years in a row,
even though it didn't have any viewers.
Right.
They gave it to Modern Family instead of Glee last year, which was the favorite.
Oh yeah, they'll give it to Modern Family.
You think they'll give it to it twice in a row?
Yeah.
I'd still go Modern Family over Glee for sure.
Well, I think they'll pick
like
it.
Family.
I would pick Parks and Rec, but
My
I'm
second
sure
would be Modern Family. My second pick.
Of that category.
Of that.
Yeah.
30 Rock.
Hmm.
Outstanding drama series. Hmm. Boardwalk Empire. Dexter. Friday Night Lights.
Hmm.
Game of Thrones. The Good Wife. Mad Men.
I think our favorite is Clear.
Clear favorite.
Friday Night Lights. Clear eyes. Full hearts. Can't lose.
This is the time it. It's gone to Mad Men before, right? Twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
three times.
First three seasons. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it'll probably go to that. It'll probably go to that.
Well, you can't discount the fact that Mad Men was on a long time ago, and Friday Night Lights was on more recently.
True. Mm-hmm. And been a lot of buzz recently
about Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
It won't go to Dexter.
No.
They always nominate Dexter, but Dexter never wins.
Right.
Because it's too strange.
And Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire are too new, right?
Yeah.
Though I think it's possible that it could go to The Good Wife. I've heard a lot of good things about The Good Wife second season.
Yeah, people really like The Good Wife.
It's critically acclaimed.
Outstanding miniseries or movie? I think you guys have. I think we've seen none of these. Cinema Verite. Oh, you guys.
We saw Cinema Verite.
Yeah.
Downton Abbey, The Kennedys, no. Mildred Pierce.
My mom just loved The Kennedys.
As did most baby boomers.
Pillars of the Earth and Too Big to Fail.
Too Big to Fail.
That was the William Hurt one.
Yeah.
Big cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, well, I don't know. It'll probably go to Mildred Pierce.
All right.
Yeah. Mildred Pierce was the most nominated thing of all, I think, this year.
Right in front of Mad Men.
Yep.
I don't know anything about that.
Outstanding variety music or comedy series. The Colbert Report, Conan, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Real Time with Bill Maher, SNL. I would love it if Jimmy Fallon won. I think that that show has gotten really, like, as good as Conan in, like, his twilight years. So I think that if it keeps going, it could be as good as Conan in his heyday.
Yeah, I begrudgingly appreciate the Jimmy Fallon show, or the Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, because he's just...
Jimmy Fallon-y.
He's Jimmy Fallon, and I'll never really like him the way that I like Conan.
The way that he's giggly?
Yeah. I was in a band. I don't know. I didn't,
Do you guys watch Conan regularly? TBS?
No.
No.
Yeah.
We just watch reruns of Golden Girls, Frasier.
Every once in a while.
I'll tune in once in a while, and I'll laugh.
It's okay.
It's kind of like... he hit his prime in those late 90s, early aughts. Maybe it was just because I was that age, but I think he really did hit his prime then.
Yeah.
And since then, it's just kind of, he's churning out stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, the only reason I'm rooting for Jimmy Fallon is I think he's the only one doing interesting things that the other ones aren't just phoning in.
How come Letterman didn't get in there?
Yeah. This is the first year that neither Letterman nor Leno was nominated.
The tide is turning.
Yeah, yeah.
Late night.
Well, I guess it's really your generation's thing. Quote baby boomers. Why do I hate them so much.
Let's see if there's any
other mom and dad.
We care about here.
Anything else?
Children's program.
Oh yeah, let's hear about that.
Sesame Street totally phoning it in.
Child's Garden of Poetry on HBO.
All right.
Oh,
I think I've seen that actually.
The children's things on HBO are really
fantastic.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Because rich people's kids deserve that.
They do. They deserve the most adorable.
Degrassi, iCarly, Victorious, and Wizards of Waverly Place.
I would hardly call Degrassi a children's show. Lots of
kids,
mature adults
kids.
Enjoy Degrassi. Lots
Linda
of normal...
Ellerbe? Linda Ellerbe still around?
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding children's nonfiction reality or reality competition program. Nick News with Linda Ellerbe. Under the Influence. Kids of Alcoholics. That's heavy.
I remember Nick News.
This is a category?
Yeah.
This is weird.
Outstanding nonfiction special, outstanding nonfiction series, outstanding reality program. I'm going to read this one quick. Antique Roadshow.
Oh, okay.
Deadliest Catch. Hoarders.
Yes, Hoarders. Give it to Hoarders.
Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List.
No, not even a little bit.
Mythbusters.
Mm-mm.
Or Undercover Boss.
No, Hoarders. Hoarders is fantastic.
I
will drop plans with friends to watch Hoarders.
That's disturbing.
It's so messy, though. They're
Antiques
so
Roadshow.
Of course it's so messy. No, it's going to go to Hoarders for sure.
Outstanding reality competition program. The Amazing Race. American Idol. Dancing with the Stars. Project Runway.
Sure.
So You Think You Can Dance.
Uh-huh.
Or Top Chef.
There are two dancing shows?
So You Think You Can Dance is just like American Idol.
They're not stars. They're trying to be stars.
Well, that sounds preferable.
Regular people.
I would give it to Top... Did you say Top Chef?
Top Chef,
Top Chef for sure.
Because it makes me hungry.
Ugh. I hate shows that make me hungry.
I love shows that make me hungry.
Because I just want to eat what's on the screen.
Right. But then it, but if you eat while you watch it, it makes your food taste a lot better.
I'll try that.
Sound editing, sound mixing. There's like boring. Six sound mixing categories. Visual effects. Anybody interested?
Yeah. Go for it.
Boardwalk Empire. The Borgias. Game of Thrones. Stargate Universe.
What?
Ooh.
And The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
That was something that I'm kind of surprised wasn't nominated.
The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boring.
It was boring, but I'm just saying I'm surprised it wasn't nominated.
We're over zombies.
Duh.
What happened to Treme et al?
Yeah. No. That's... Yeah, we're the writing categories. Let's find those.
Not that David Simon gives a shit, but...
Right.
In fact, he's stated multiple times he...
Does not give a shit.
He gives an anti-shit about it.
Yeah, but...
Outstanding writing for a comedy series. Episodes. Episode 107. Okay. Louis, Poker/Divorce.
Okay.
Modern Family.
That's a good one.
Caught in the Act. The Office, Goodbye Michael. And 30 Rock, Reckoning. That actually was very strong.
I give it episode. To Louis.
Yeah, yeah, Louis, clearly. Clearly. Outstanding writing...
Give it all to Louis.
Outstanding writing for a drama series.
Mm-hmm.
Friday Night Lights, Always.
Oh my gosh.
The three of us cried like school children last night.
Yeah.
Maybe someday our lives will merge.
Just stop it.
Tyra.
Billy. Billy came back to help him.
Game of Thrones, Baylor. The Killing, Pilot. Mad Men, The Suitcase. And Mad Men, Blowing Smoke.
Well, Always.
Yeah.
I'd have to... The Suitcase, though, was pretty...
I think he'll probably go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would give it to Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Doi doi.
Are we... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Treme... I mean, whether or not David Simon cares, there are a lot of good people that were involved in that should have been recognized.
Agreed.
I can't believe that it didn't get anything. Not even a that's...
Part of the problem is... Well, quote-unquote problem... Is that they don't film in Hollywood and they don't have people, industry types, who hang around the set.
So nobody knows about it.
Well, it's not that nobody knows. It's that they don't specifically try to brown nose those people at all because they really don't give a shit about it.
So are you trying to tell me that the Emmys is like a political thing? It's not just about who's the best?
Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
But if we were going to nominate people from that show, I think I've only seen the first episode of the new season.
I've only seen the first
I've seen the
two?
First three.
First three. I really liked Kim Dickens. Seeing her in a new setting was really cool.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So Candy Alexander has some really interesting stuff in season two.
Mm-hmm.
She is unbelievable.
For guest actor, John Cena. Cena?
Yeah.
The guy who comes in trying to develop
Nelson Hidalgo.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's good. Who else?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Except everybody. For, you know what? Even the guy who plays Sonny gets a lot better in the second season.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, Wendell Pierce. He'd probably be a lead actor, right? If they were going to submit
our fantasy Treme nominations.
Yeah.
Yes. I would definitely put it in the nomination in the running for directing.
Oh yeah.
And for writing as well.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely.
And music. Would that be original?
It depends on the rules. Well,
what about the theme song?
Theme song should definitely be it.
That was
it was a previous song.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think pretty much all of the music is old songs.
Yeah.
Which means that they should actually just put in like a performances of music category.
Yeah.
Right.
Or in there. Best music supervision.
Yeah.
A good category.
That is a job, Emmy voters.
Right. You hear that?
It actually is a job to try to pick out music. And things.
The Emmys can only do so much.
Yeah, you didn't bring that up anymore.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The Emmys can only do so much, guys.
Okay. Well, at least we brought it full circle.
Yeah.
Thank you for reading the PDF with us, listeners.
Yeah. And listening to our opinions, because...
Sorry, we had to fight so much about Dexter, Bridget.
You can find the written version of our antics, discussions, and arguments at theblogulator.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And in case you couldn't remember...
Our opinions
are valid.
That was terrible.
One, two, three.
Our opinions are valid.